This is Dennis Solo McKeefen at SCI Phoenix in Collegeville, PA. And it's titled COVID being used as a weapon, not a disease. For a year and a half, we suffered under the restrictions due to COVID, and they were understood. We were told if 70% of the prisoners took the vaccine, things would get back to normal. Contact, visits, programs, and activities. As usual, this never happened. 80% of the inmate population got vaccinated, but nothing has returned to normal. Visits have become a tool of oppression and harassment to the families and the prisoners. It is particularly so for the elders. For 75 years, normal contact visits meant that any approved person on your visiting list could come visit you any day of the week during the visiting hours in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Five visits a month. This has never been a problem. Now they are misusing COVID and stating that our approved contact visitors now must go online and register to visit us on a particular day at a particular time. If your visit is not here at the beginning of those 3 hour time periods, your time still runs on. Whereas we have always had sandwiches and drinks and snacks in the vending machines, now they say there will be nothing in the vending machines, that you and your visitor can get a cup of water from the water fountain, and that's it. Only 12 inmates can be in the visiting room at a time. Most times it is only 6 or 7 in there with their guests. That big visitation room meant the whole hundreds is just sitting empty. Your family has to keep going online until given a date. I received the date for August the 27th all the way back in June, and they were told that that was the earliest available one. Before, they could just get in the car and drive up and visit. For older prisoners, this is particularly taxing because they have good days and bad days. Or if they intended to visit on Tuesday but didn't feel well, they could just come up on Wednesday. There was no going online and making a particular day. Most recently, I had a death in the family, and my family wanted to come up the next day to console me, thinking that I was going to take it hard because I liked the family member that had passed away so much. But they couldn't come up because of this new procedure. This has nothing to do with COVID. We are vaccinated. Our families are vaccinated. We wear masks. Our families wear masks. It is important that the families and friends of those incarcerated in Pennsylvania contact the governor and the Department of Corrections and ask that normal contact visiting be reinstated. Many of us are elderly, as is our visitors, and do not know how much longer we will have to see each other. Many of the older guests that come visit prisoners, they don't know much about social media, so they going online is a hardship for them. I have family members that still have the same rotary phone that they had in 1970. They don't go online. They don't go on Facebook. And those are the things that was not considered. Most of the visits since these new rules have started are younger inmates and the same inmates, because older inmates do not know, nor does their families, how to deal with social media. We have 500 inmates in the yard together, but you are saying we can only have 12 inmates in the visiting room. That makes no sense. And when we try to get back to some sense of normalcy with our families, to build family units, it seems as though they're creating rules under the guise of COVID to destroy family units. I appreciate you listening, and I look forward to any support that we can get to bring back normal visits to the Pennsylvania state prison system. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.